And again, I wanted to welcome everyone again to the Employment Options Ticket to Work Program Myths and Facts webinar today. Again, my name is Lori Adler. I am our online events manager, and I will also be your moderator today. And we are so very excited to have all of you here. Just a quick technical reminder again, if you just joined, to view the presentation slides online, simply click the link in step number 2 in the instructions email you received either last evening or in your original confirmation email. Before we introduce our presenters today, I first wanted to briefly tell you just a little bit about our company Employment Options for anyone who may not know or is new today. Employment Options is a virtual employment network in the National Social Security Administration Ticket to Work Program. We have been in business since 1993. What we do is we provide free work at home and community job placement services to those who receive SSI or SSDI ages 18 to 64 who want to try work again. And to check out our application or jobs for those on SSI or SSDI, you can go to our website anytime at myemploymentoptions.com and click Apply Now. We have a very important topic that our two presenters have chosen to review with you today. You will learn many things in this webinar, but some of the things you will learn include common myths that our staff often hear from our clients or new applicants about returning to work using the Ticket to Work program. They will provide the facts about the program, which will help dispel common myths and concerns. And you will also learn how working and being with an employment network can benefit you. And now I want to introduce our two presenters today, Ray Morrison and Sandy Darnell. I know they are very excited, and they are both employment counselors here with Employment Options, and they have also participated in the Ticket to Work program themselves. Ray and Sandy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Lori. My name is Sandy Darnell, and I am a work-at-home counselor with Employment Options. I was given the gift of Lyme disease in 1999. No, I'm not crazy, although some people may take issue with that statement. If not for getting Lyme, I would have not been here today. And though I enjoyed working in our own business for 22 years, this is truly where I feel I was meant to be. When I felt strong enough to go back to work, I signed up with a different employment network. I'm sorry to say it was not a very positive experience, but I am glad I did not let that experience stop me, and I decided to give it another try. I obtained a list from Maximus, and the first place I called was Employment Options. And now you get to hear the rest of the story. The Ticket to Work has given me a new beginning in a great career and that positive experience I did not have the first time. So if this webinar can dispel any of the myths associated with the Ticket to Work program, possibly help one person to feel more confident in coming off their benefits and taking back their lives, then we have accomplished our goal. So please sit back, relax, and we hope that what we have to share can make this journey a little easier.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ray Morrison, and I am a community job placement specialist with Employment Options. I've been with Employment Options for going on 9 years now. And I not only work for the company, but I'm also a client. I have been on Social Security disability since 2002. And like many of you, I did a lot of research regarding the Ticket to Work program. And I finally decided to sign up for the program in 2008. Pardon me. Now, I cannot say enough about it. This is a great program. And one reason I feel this way is back in 2014, I was about to come off of total disability as a quote-unquote graduate of the program, if you will. My health, however, had other plans for me, and I became ill and was laid up for several months. Because of the program's safety net, and with the help of Employment Options and our certified work incentive coordinator, Teresa Ellinger, I was able to get my cash benefits reinstated with little to no problems. Now, there are a lot of people out there who are reluctant to join the program because of the quote-unquote rumors and or myths that they've heard. This is why we made this presentation, to set the record straight. I want to thank you for being here.
Myths. The program doesn't work. Well, first off, Ray and I would not be here today sharing any of this with you if the program did not work. If you approach it as a tool to get the outcome you are looking for, then you're halfway home. Again, as we have and will point out during this presentation, it's necessary for you to be proactive with your provider and your job search. Just a few facts to disprove that myth. My Employment Options placed over 700 people in 2016. Also, just to share from an emotional angle, in talking with our clients, we have found that they, as we have, get a feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment that they have not felt for a long time when they get this opportunity to return to work.
One of the myths, if I go back to work, I will lose my cash benefits. Now, the fact is, after the trial work period of 9 months is complete, you and your cash benefits stop for three years. Now, if you were to fall below the substantial gain activity for any reason during that three-year period, you report to your ticket to work service provider as well as the Social Security Administration as soon as possible of your situation, and they will assist you on getting your cash benefits reinstated. For more information on this and other subjects, feel free to visit our Frequently Asked Questions page on our website at myemploymentoptions.com. If I were to go back to work, I will lose my medical benefits. Again, after your 9 months and your cash benefit stops, your Medicare and coinsurance you have under Medicare will continue as long as you keep paying the premiums. You can even keep your Medicare for up to 93 months, even if you are or if you become a graduate of the program. Now, here's another one. Once I start back to work, the Social Security Administration will probably give me a physical and say I'm well and can get off a disability. I'm going to tell you, this myth had me worried as well. I first started the program back in October 2008. In January 2009, I got a letter from Social Security stating they wanted to do a reevaluation physical on me. Now, this had me freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I was freaking. But the very next day, I received another letter from Social Security telling me, basically, never mind, our mistake. We see you're on a ticket to work program. So I never got a reevaluation physical. So unless you've been notified prior to enrolling in the ticket to work program, you are protected from a reevaluation physical as long as you are making progress and following the rules of the program.
I will lose my entitlement of disability if I come off my benefits. Then at a later time, if my disability causes me to need to have my benefits reinstated. This was a big concern of mine. As a myth, I think it's one that most people share. I thought that when I assigned my ticket, that I was giving up my entitlement of disability, which meant to me that I had to start all over again when or if I was unable to continue working. Now, to me, that meant judges and doctors and courtrooms and attorneys. And so I had to decide at that point if it was worth going through all that. Then I spoke to the right person. And they told me to imagine this. You take your entitlement papers and your Social Security letter of determination, you fold them up, and you put them away in some place that is very safe. And when and if your disability flares up and you need to go back on benefits, you contact your Social Security office and speak directly to your representative. They will file the necessary forms to get your benefits reinstated.
I cannot work because of my disability. Now, this is the whole reason for the trial work period. It is a possibility that your disability may affect the kind of job you can do and the hours you're able to work. Now, you may not be able to return to the job you were doing prior to becoming disabled. I myself was an executive chef. I worked in food service for over 30 years. And with me being, as my daughters have said many times, tore up from the floor up, there's no way I can go back to working in the kitchen. Now, with the right preparation and support, many people with disabilities are succeeding at jobs that are satisfying and meaningful to them. It is okay to have fears about your ability to work. You may be nervous about leaving your house, getting to and from work, having new work-related expenses, and handling a new work schedule. These are normal things to worry about. But there are many resources and laws that are there to help you. Also, your provider you assigned your ticket to is there for you as well. But what you need to do is to make sure you are open with any problems that may arise. They can assist you to work through many situations and can also supply the names of resources to assist you.
Myths. The return to work process will cause you more stress. Well, I'll tell you, if you've mentioned to anyone that you are considering going back to work, I'm sure that everyone has an opinion, knows a horror story, and is more than glad to share it with you. These are usually the people that when they heard you, had a disability, they told you that if you needed anything at all, just give them a call. Then they have to go back to their lives, and you do not hear from them until the moment you talk about coming off your benefit. These words not only put a chill in your heart, but these people who come out of the woodwork to give you the vast benefit of their knowledge, which is usually very limited. How can we invite more stress? Where is that added stress going to come from? And if it does pop up, trust me, I learned this program will give you the support you need to make it over these little bumps in the road. Look at it this way. We, as people with disabilities, have usually gone through so much at this point. Me, personally, I would rather have the stress of working than the sadness and isolation I would sometimes feel when I was at home feeling unproductive and like my working life was finished. I cannot physically work. Okay, so maybe we're not 100% sure if we're ready mentally or physically or emotionally even to go back to work, but at least trying will answer some of those questions. It is a question we ask ourselves every day, and this is a way for you to answer that question for yourself. Can I do it? I do not care what type of job you are training or working at. Physically, it's going to take its toll. But proper rest, eating right, exercise is just a few of the ways you can keep yourself strong and your mind centered. Your employment network will pull together all of the aspects of returning to work. Just some of the adjustments that you may need to make can be from an adjustable desk that allows you to sit or stand to a special chair that will let you work in different places in your home. Myth. Emotionally, I won't be able to handle working. Well, here again, this is your opportunity to find out. Maybe this job is too intense, but there might be another job out there that will fit you perfectly. Of course, as you go through emotional ups and downs in this process, sometimes you have feelings of inadequacy. The learning process can seem long, and sometimes we feel like we're not the brightest bulb in the box. As I said before, reach out to your provider or counselor. Don't wait until you're thinking about leaving the job or have quit. Another thing, as much as we love the support around us, sometimes without meaning to, they hold us back. They will say things like, oh, this is just too hard for you. You don't need to do this. Or the ever famous, I knew you were not going to be able to keep up this pace. When you struggle, reach out to the people that know how important this is to you. A solid support system will stand behind you in your endeavors and want you to succeed. Myth, mentally, I feel overwhelmed. Now, again, this is a toughie. You are learning new skills, or maybe you have not used them for a while, and in that process, we can go into sensory overload. Reach out to your service provider, but once you are in training, reach out to your team leader or find what resources the company has to assist you in the process, and then use it. Trust me, you are not the first or the last that feels this way, so ask for help. It does not mean you are weak. It means you are smart and want to succeed. The tools are available. Reach out and use them. Myth, I am stuck with my provider. It is important for you to know that you are never stuck with a provider. Now, that being said, there's one thing you need to use in that relationship, the one between you and your provider, and that's called communication. You and your counselor have put time and effort into this relationship, and trust me, it has become just that. Talk to them. We get overwhelmed, and sometimes we can go into overload. It is never our intention, but it does happen. Honesty with your counselor is the only thing that will plug a hole in a sinking ship. We do not want you to feel like your needs are not being met. That is why we call or send you an email to make sure you are okay and happy with what you are doing. If you both feel that nothing more can be accomplished, then you can reassign your ticket anytime. No recriminations or guilt.
I can only find work in the community. The truth is, by researching providers, you can search for one that fits your needs and wants. Whether you are looking for legitimate work-from-home jobs or searching for jobs in the community. Now, on a side note, like employment options, only certain employment networks provide leads for legitimate work-at-home jobs. Another one, it's a big myth, I must start out working full-time. As long as you're making progress toward utilizing your trial work period, you can work full-time or part-time. You can start out working part-time, and then as you feel you can, increase your hours to full-time. Remember, this is one reason why they call it the trial work period. The Ticket to Work program understands not everyone can jump into a full-time position. This is another reason this program is so great.
If I find my own job, now this is a myth. If I find my own job, I do not have to tell my service provider. You've signed a contract with your provider to assist you in your job search. That means that they will provide you with a resume and the proper tools to locate, secure, and retain a job. I have had clients that started out working at home and then have found a job in the community or a family business. And when that happens, they just disappear into the sunset. They don't feel that they need to contact or share that information with us. Remember, this is a partnership. Your provider is there to make sure you are staying within the parameters of the program. In order for us to do our job, it is necessary for you, the client, to share the information that we need to do it. If anything else, I have learned that often after a person goes to work is when they need the most help. So make sure you keep the doors of communication open. Our goal is not just to get you a job, but it is to help you find a better job. We will assist you with accommodations and we have a trained specialist to help you with benefit questions.
If I go back to work, I do not have to report my earnings. This is a big no-no. In order to participate in the program, you must report your income to both your provider as well as the Social Security Administration. One reason is so your provider can assist you in keeping track of your trial work period. If you do not report your income, this could result in overpayment, which, believe me, Social Security will take back. They'll do it by either garnishing your wages or your benefits check. Also, not following the rules of the program could result in losing your benefits or receiving a reevaluation physical, which I stated before, you are protected from while on the program as long as the rules are followed. A lot of people say it's not worth it. Well, believe me, it is. As I stated earlier, and a huge advantage is that you are protected from a reevaluation physical as long as you're making progress on the program. Another advantage of doing the Ticket to Work program is additional funds coming into the household over the trial work period. You'll have extra money to pay or catch up on bills. And believe me, personal experience, I know this feeling of having a bill due and having to reach in your wallet for money and just a moth flies out like in a cartoon. And, well, I'm speaking for myself now. I feel proud when I'm able to earn a paycheck. Here's another one that I've heard many a time talking to different people. All Ticket to Work providers are the same. This is definitely not true. All the different providers have their specialties. Some providers are strictly work from home. Others are community placement agencies only. Then there are providers like Employment Options. We not only assist with job search in the community, but we also work with companies that provide legitimate work-from-home jobs. Employment Options, we also have a free benefit counseling by our certified work incentive coordinator. And we like to have some fun as well, like having monthly raffles and prizes for those who provide their work pay stubs.
Why choose Employment Options as your Ticket to Work service provider? Now, I got the easy one here. Why choose us? Most of our staff are in or have been in the program. There is a word that describes what we have, and that is empathy. We understand. We've been there. We felt what you feel. We've been just as scared and just as worried. We have developed partnerships with work-from-home companies, and we make sure that all the companies, whether it be community or work-from-home, are legitimate. You're assigned one counselor who will work with you through the complete program. My Employment Options takes a personal and positivist approach. We do have our own benefit counselor, and every day I personally see how Employment Options changes and makes the difference in people's lives in so many different ways.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ray and Sandy, for providing such important information today about Ticket to Work. I know when I started the program around 2010, I had a lot of these same concerns, and it would have really helped me to have known a lot of these answers. So I really appreciate you guys both sharing this information. And what we're going to do now is read some of the questions that you submitted to us when you registered for the webinar online. And we surely appreciate all of your great questions, and I'm just going to go over a few of those now. Debbie from Oklahoma asks, how many hours am I able to work if I am receiving SSDI benefits? Ray, would you like to take this one?
Sure, no problem. Great question, Debbie. If you have not worked since being on Social Security disability, then you had a 9-month trial work period. Now, along with the 9 months, you have a 2-month grace period where you can work as much as you want and earn as much as you want and still receive your monthly cash benefit. Now, those 9 months they don't need to be consecutive, as long as you complete them within a 60-month period. And in order for a month to count, you would have to make a minimum of $840 gross within that month. Now, I hope that answered your question. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate that. And another great question was from Lynn, and she's in South Carolina. How does the Ticket to Work program help secure a work-at-home position around physical limitations and medication? And Sandy, since you're one of our work-at-home counselors, how about that you answer that one?
Great. Lynn, I have to tell you that one of the things that really impresses me is from the very first time you call to our front lines, they are gathering information that will be passed on so we can make sure that when you come to us, if you have a special need, if you have something that you need to work evenings or you're best during the day, they do a real thorough job of deciphering what your needs are. So when you return to work, it is the best experience it can be. When you get to us, we will talk about full or part-time, if you need special equipment, if there's accommodations that you can be looking to maybe in the beginning or in the future. It is our job to make sure that when you start that job, that you feel as comfortable as you possibly can.
Great. Thanks, Sandy. I appreciate that. And thank you, Lynn, for such a great question. And another question is from Catherine, and she is out of sunny Florida. And how do people go about finding a Ticket to Work representative if they are receiving SSDI? And what agency or organization can refer you to Ticket to Work? Ray, would you like to help on that one?
Sure. Yet another great question. They're trying to stump me, but they're not doing it. Thank you, Catherine. I'll just go with this. Since Employment Options is an authorized provider under the Ticket to Work program, you can sign up directly with us either by calling us directly or accessing our website at www.myemploymentoptions.com, or you may research other providers on the Ticket to Work website by going to www.choosework.ssa.gov. These links will be on a slide in just a couple minutes, so you can copy it down in case you missed it. I really hope this answered your question. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ray. I really appreciate your help, and Sandy as well. And thank you again, everyone, for your great questions. A lot of the questions that were asked on your webinar form were answered during the webinar. So we tried to pick out the ones that we did not cover. So we hope that they were helpful to you. And next, so I just, too, before I move on, wanted to thank Sandy and Ray again for all of the helpful Ticket to Work information you shared with us today. I know it was very valuable because I know there's a lot of information online or on different things that your family tells you that might not be, accurate about the program. So we hope that we have given you the facts that help you if you have any questions or just starting out. We wanted to let you know to be sure to mark your calendars and save the dates for our two upcoming fall events. And these events are both open to the public and free. Our next webinar will be on Thursday, September 28th, and it will cover online job fair tips. So we will give you tips and tricks on how to have a successful experience at our online job fair or other online job fairs. And also, we've announced just this week that our next free national online job fair will be Thursday, October 12th. Again, open to the public, and it will feature both work-at-home and on-site employers. It is a great way to network in chat rooms with national employers, and you will receive an email invite to both of those since you registered for our event today, so just watch out for that. And so I don't forget, in the next week, we will be sending everyone who registered for today's webinar a copy of the presentation files from today's event. So you will be able to reference those if you were taking notes and didn't catch something, or you wanted to have an easy way to click on the link. So please be sure to watch your inbox in the coming days for the follow-up as well as our event announcement. And another way to follow our event announcements, tips, job leads, and other information about Ticket to Work is to connect with us on social media. We are all over social media, and we'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. And I help our company with that, so I'd love to connect with you on there anytime. And remember, if you do receive SSDI or SSI disability currently and are wanting to see if employment options can help you, you can apply with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at myemploymentoptions.com and simply click Apply Now at the top. If you are an employment options client and you're assigned with us and you have questions today about the webinar or need job leads, please reach out to your assigned job counselor, and they will be happy to help you with any questions that you have. And also, before we go, we wanted to quickly make you aware of some helpful books that our CEO, pictured here, Paula Viaa, has written to help people with disabilities and other challenges return to the workforce. Again, you can visit our website, myemploymentoptions.com, and simply hover over the FAQ page at the top to see all of Paula's books and ebooks. And you can also ask your local library about getting it as a resource. For anyone on the call who may not be on SSI or SSDI or who may not qualify for our jobs or services and Ticket to Work, you can send an email to help@myemploymentoptions.com, and we will send you a free job resources list, and it will come in an auto-reply email. So, again, that was help@myemploymentoptions.com. And that concludes our webinar today. And again, we hope you enjoyed the webinar. We hope the information was helpful. On this last slide is what Ray was referring to. It has our website, myemploymentoptions.com, our phone number, as well as the Ticket to Work main website that Ray mentioned, which was choosework.ssa.gov. So when you get the follow-up materials, all of those links and information will be there for you to click on. And we do, again, on behalf of my staff, want to thank you again for attending today and just watch for our upcoming emails, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. Thank you again.